Well, while the politics of any banking inquiry play out, in some small towns in Victoria, the more pressing concern is that their bank branches are closing down as more customers move online. Some say the loss of physical branches is having a huge impact on their communities. From Melbourne, Jane Lee reports.
Paul Frost owns the Ship Inn Motel in Yarram, a small town in southeast Victoria. Ever since the town's last full-time bank, ANZ, closed its doors 2 months ago, he's had to travel up to 45 minutes to do his banking.
We're a business that deals with cash money, and to especially on weekends and things like that, that we have to go out of town to put money in the bank, and cheques, we've got to go out of town to put money in the bank. So then we can pay all the bills and things like that for people. So everything then is extended in time frames.
Mr Frost is also president of the Yarram Traders and District Association. He helped to gather about 4,000 signatures against the bank's closure and rejects the argument that fewer customers need physical branches.
Country people like service, and they give good service to people that come into town themselves, and they expect service when they go into town and use banking and things like that.
Almost 600 kilometres away in the northwest Victorian town of Harrow, Marnie O'Brien is dismayed about the closure of the 145-year-old NAB Bank 2 weeks ago.
It was an extremely unique branch. So my understanding of keeping it open and servicing it, they just couldn't warrant the costs any longer.
Ms O'Brien, who co-owns Harrow Garage, says even though the bank was only open part-time, its closure means fewer skilled jobs for local women.
It's hard for women who aren't working on the farms. There's lots of nurses and teachers out here, but that tends to be the career paths. And if you're not one of those, it's really hard to find work.
She says the bank should have provided an alternative for customers who want personal service.
They need to have a look at how they do it differently. So whether that be a banker that comes and consults with us on a regular basis, comes and spends some time talking to the different people and what their needs are. I know for me, I'm looking at wanting to, well, I have expanded my business, but I want to continue with that. So how do I talk to my banker now about accessing the different bank accounts or best ways of doing things?
Rob Gersh is the chairman of Rural Councillors Victoria. He's seen an increasing number of banks shut their doors in small towns over the past 2 years.
I'm not sure on the exact number, but I'd be very confident that every one of our 38 rural councils would have had a bank closed in a small town in the Shire.
While bank closures have been happening since the 90s, Rob Gersh says the impact is felt more strongly in smaller communities.
It's got to the stage where people just don't go into a bank anymore. But there's a little bit more to that in the structure of a small rural community, that if people go to another town to do their banking or to see a bank manager, they also do their shopping in another town. So it has a huge effect on the retail business in our small town.
And he says local jobs also disappear.
Three or four jobs may not sound a lot to some people, but in a small town, you have three or four people, you have a couple of families. It's a huge issue.
The effects of branch closures can also be felt in areas where mobile phone and internet connections are poor.
You have elderly people that don't use computers. There still is a need. And I think the banks need to have some compassion with our small towns. They have been supported for 100, 150 years by the rural sector.
Mr Gersh says it'll be up to the banks themselves to make changes.
The first thing that the banks have to do is look after their shareholders. Now, with a community bank, that doesn't happen. Now, whether we need a royal commission into the banking industry, look, I'm not sure whether that's necessary. I believe the banks are very much aware of what's going on, and they have had to rescope the way they do their business.
The World Today has approached all of the major banks for comment. Westpac has closed four regional banks in Australia over the last 2 years, with one in Victoria. The Commonwealth Bank was unable to provide a breakdown of regional bank closures. NAB and ANZ did not respond by deadline.
Jane Lee reporting.